This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, you've been waiting for this moment. Jack's back for the top five of five. Did you miss it at all, Jack?
The top five?
Yeah, you missed the show. You missed the top five. You missed all the attention.
Yeah, so
you
much
missed his drop board more than anything.
Well, the drop board's the thing I really miss the most.
Yeah.
Because it just dies when I'm not here. You know,
it does.
Like, they don't have any feel.
No.
You know, God forbid Fran could, you know.
No, don't have him try.
Well, you don't give him access to anything either.
The access is right here. What are you talking about? It's not. There's no password to get into the... They find Ike Juice, no problem. There's a million other drops that are
Buzz tried a couple of times.
Yeah, but again, it's all about the feel. These guys didn't grow up learning how to produce. They just learned how to talk on a microphone.
Well, let me tell you, I, for one, don't need them making drops throughout the show.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Trying to have Ike drops.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need them trying to be Jack during the show.
No.
Yes.
No. Just be yourself.
Yes.
Or be nobody. Whatever it is. All right. It's back. Let's do it, Jack.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Also, Jack, by the way, just a quick Fran note. You know how I try not to say top five of five before the thing. I just say, and here we are. And then you hit the thing.
Yeah.
Fran said, well, you're tricky with that. And I was like, Fran, I'm not that tricky. I have a specific tone in my voice when I do it. It's really obvious when I'm going to do it. He couldn't figure it out.
You ever notice how every time Fran cracks the mic, it's always, ah!
Yeah,
It's never just direct and to the point. It's always you know, he's got to lock in a little bit.
Yep.
So the five things I learned during my time off. Number five is the easiest way to get in Spike's head is to by block him on Twitter. And there's a lot of discussion about the block.
Yes.
That definitely worked.
Yeah. Get in my head.
Yeah, right.
You're a coworker and a friend, and you block me on Twitter. It's not like we had a fight or anything. It didn't get in my head. It was outrageous.
Yeah, so here's what happened.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was tweet about the Phils during my time off.
Yeah. Off, it was paternity leave, not a vacation.
Paternity leave.
Okay.
Time off.
Which is what Honest Jack ended up saying, by the way.
But, you know, so I didn't need you all up in my grill all the time. Sometimes a man just wants to. Everyone else is getting spring training numbies. I can't even participate because I got Spike Eskin on my ass telling me if I can tweet or not. So I emphasized the block.
Why didn't you just mute me?
Well, because then you can still see it.
I can still see it with a block, too.
That's what I realized after the block.
Yeah.
Then you can still see it. So I was sitting there and I was like, you know, it'd be funny. Block him for the week. By the way, I have unblocked you. And you can feel free to follow me back at any time.
Oh, that's right, because I unfollow. If you block me, I don't follow you anymore. You have to earn the follow. What do I want to follow you for? Just pictures of Aiden Miller? I don't need that. Nah, I can find that anywhere.
He looks like he has a big league look. Letting you know. Just letting everyone know.
I don't know if so much it got in my head, other than I just thought it was disrespectful.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny.
Mm.
Just trying to imagine you. Why'd he block me? And then, you know.
It was not like... I was talking to you over text.
Yeah,
it's not like you were mad at me.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I just thought it'd be good content for the show. Right. Once again, I got to make it about me, even when I'm not here.
Hey, well, you did.
You did that.
Yeah. Now, the fourth thing that I learned during my time off is really a point of clarity. It was a point of clarity for me. Because before I left, we brought Elliot on.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through all the things he was wrong about as he's on this Eagles thirst fest that he's tweeting about. But at the same time, I think it's time for Spike to call Elliot his daddy, because he's been dead right about the Sixers. He's right about Paul George.
I don't think he was right about Paul George, but he's right about Embiid.
He's been right about a lot.
He was right about Embiid.
He might be more right about the Sixers than the Eagles.
Oh, please.
Well, he definitely has been more right about the Sixers than the Eagles.
Well, that's not a hard... That's not a big... what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a...
A big take?
No.
Big leap?
It's not a big, not a high bar to
not
cross.
A high bar,
yeah,
to cross.
Yeah, high bar to cross.
Never a doubt.
Yeah,
we got a shouting match in the bars in New Orleans about the Sixers.
No, that was about Jalen.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
but also about the Sixers.
Oh, was it about the Sixers?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was about the Sixers.
I'm still waiting for his team built around Tyrese Maxey to win a championship.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
maybe while he's in Indianapolis doing nothing, you know, he's not scouting the prospects while he's there.
Yeah, well, what is he going to the combine for?
Ask questions.
Oh, okay.
And for the nights, and for the night outs.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Believe me, he's in Indianapolis.
Yeah, there's no night out.
He ain't doing a whole lot.
That is a... It's a nice, clean town.
Same bar they go to all the time.
Yes. Yeah, the bar, they call it. You want to go to the bar and everybody knows what you're talking about. There's not a lot going on in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I love it. The third thing I learned during my time off is, you know, sometimes I parade myself as a once formerly great local pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first team all Chestmont 2012.
Yeah.
I'm officially cooked. So on Thursday, I took my 11-year-old nephew up to the All-Star Baseball Academy, and we were working out on the field.
Time out.
What?
Time out.
Hello?
Is that kid your son?
He's my nephew.
Okay.
What?
Well, it's just...
Get him, Spike. Get him.
It's called paternity leave, so you can spend time with your new child and your wife.
Oh, my God.
And you took your...
This is why I blocked you on Twitter.
You took your nephew to a batting cage?
Oh, you ain't heard the best part. You heard the best part.
Okay. What's the best part?
The whole family was in town.
Whole family's in town.
Oh, okay. To take care of the kid.
No.
Meaning that he didn't have to be there.
Right. Yes.
A lot of
aunts,
help.
Uncles, sisters, brothers, everybody's in town.
Hold on.
You should get double charge, paternity leave and vacation days.
It takes a village to raise a family. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. So, yeah. So, I took my 11-year-old nephew to try
to the batting cages.
To teach him some ball. Teach him some baseball. Okay.
Right.
I did have, yeah. But am I allowed to leave my house? Or
no.
Do I have to sit there the whole time?
Yes. Unless you're going to get formula.
Yeah.
We don't do formula.
I don't think Jill was taking your nephew to go to the batting cages. Did she take him to the driving range?
No.
Okay, good. Right. Because she's being a mom. So, it's paternity leave.
Walker was napping.
Oh.
Walker was napping. So everyone calm down.
I'm going to tell you what. When kid number three comes,
3 weeks.
Forget about that. Forget about paternity leave.
Well, hopefully we wait a little bit. And more figuring out the whole parenting thing.
Okay.
But anyway, I got on the mound and I did everything I used to do.
Yes.
And the ball came out like a sputtering dead end. Like it just died. You know, like I was trying to throw as hard as I could. Everything hurt.
Didn't have it.
It literally, like, died getting towards the plate.
Listen, we
it was
saw
so
that
sad.
Doing the wiffle ball thing.
No, but it's worse now. Like, it's way worse.
We
now.
Saw it when he pitched to Elliot during COVID when we went to the
again,
fields in South Philly.
Again, there's still...
He couldn't even throw a strike.
Well, yeah, but, like, there was still a little bit of zip on the fastball.
There was.
There's no zip.
No control.
The zip's dead.
Oh, man.
I got nothing left.
All right.
What a big paternity leave. The the second thing I learned during my time off is people like Honest Jack more than me. You know, so many tweets of Honest Jack's better whenever I put anything out about the Phillies. We miss Honest Jack. You know, now I put one thing out and they're like, you hate the Eagles. I'm like, where's all this coming from? And they're like, well, Honest Jack told me that.
Yes.
So I guess he brought up that I hate the Eagles.
He did.
Super. So now I'm not in on the jokes. Now I'm getting mad. And then I'm lost. So Honest Jack needs to die as soon as possible.
I can't believe you didn't even listen to Honest Jack.
Well, because I knew what last week was. I knew it was going to be a lot of, you know, Jack's a piece of crap, you know, wanting to go be with the family. What a loser.
His nephew.
Yeah, we had a nice little 2 hour long baseball practice.
Yeah.
Was barely even home. Didn't even want to, was barely even at my house. It was really more of a vacation than anything. I just knew what last week was going to be.
Wow.
So I did listen. No, I know.
Yeah.
Multiple DMs like, man, they're crushing you. I'm like, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
It's our way of letting people know that we love you and that you're not.
Yes.
If we just say, Jack's not in today, there's no fun in that.
There's no
fun. Listen. And you like attention, so if we don't talk about you, you're definitely not going to feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because then you turn into Fran or Buzz.
Yeah. Honest Jack is better, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good bet.
Yeah.
But the number one thing I learned during my time off is that apparently Paul Jolovitz has a crush. Listen to this audio.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope you're... I mean, are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but whatever. Livy, what's her last name?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot.
Whoa.
She is. You guys think she's not?
No, I don't disagree, Jolly.
Yep. It's just, he's 9 feet tall. She's 4 feet tall, but yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is not something I would expect from Jolly.
Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
Yeah.
Was that overnight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saturday, like 2 a.m. Yeah.
Oh, he thought nobody was going to hear that.
Well, the Jack's got people monitoring at all times. He drifted into not forgetting he was on the air.
100%.
Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
Yeah.
Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
Oh, my God.
I've admired the beauty of other women, but that was a little much there for me, even for me.
It's like it's a little creepy.
Yeah. Livy Dunn, she's so hot.
And we're all married. I mean, we're not blind, but I don't think either one of us have ever said, oh, she's so hot.
No. Oh, my God, no. It's uncomfortable just listening to.
Livy Dunn, she's so hot.
Calm down, Charlie.
It was innocent, I guess. And not to mention, how old is she?
22.
She's only 22, really?
Dunn, she's so hot.
Yeah, right? She can't be that old.
Well,
Paul Steen's a rookie.
He give Jolly a little break there. You know, old enough.
I want to be her grandfather. How old is Jolly?
He's not proposing to her yet. We got to get Jolly in the same room as Livy.
Jolly's older than me, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Elijah's 21.
Yes. Well, see, this is that you have kids that age.
It's the best exact point. That's the point. Yeah, yeah. So when I look at a 22-year-old, I'm not saying how hot she is. I look at her as she's a kid.
Play it again.
Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
Oh. Yeah. See, that saying that, and I don't get in trouble for that, like at home or whatever. Yeah. If I said it like that, I would get in trouble.
Yeah. I would get in trouble.
Yes.
Hey, if I heard my wife saying that, I'd be like, what?
You just thought it was 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning. No one's going to be locked in.
But... You can say she's cute.
Yeah.
She's nice looking.
She's a looker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot's a little much.
Yeah. And then.
Well, it's how he said it. Yeah, it's how he said it. Yeah.
It's like he's out of breath.
That's right. Everybody at the station is going to hate us, man.
Eventually. No, I know.
Hold up. Where does he sit when he does a show?
In Nike seat.
Okay, all right, good.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
You better get one of those alcohol wipes, buddy.
Oh, come on, man.
Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
All right.
This hour.
I'm glad you didn't play the other cut I heard, Jolly say.
What did he say?
That's an off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Is that bad?
Well, if it's not in the right context, it's definitely that bad.
All right, okay. I got to hear that one. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. How about this? Through February, get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. One more time, Jack, before I go to the phones, if you don't mind.
Livy Dunn. She's so hot.
Oh, my God. Jerry, truck horn guy, you're on WIP. What's up?
What you really want? What you really want? DMX and my dog Spike. People rhyme, baby, rhyming all night. Spike, I just want to let you know.
Yes, sir.
That I appreciate all the time you gave to talk to me the other night, dude, because that made my night, dude, because you're an icon in the city.
Wait, who are we talking about?
you, Spike. Talk about Spike Eskin.
There we go. Yeah, Jerry came out to came out to Chickies.
Yeah, you know, and I met a call. I got two shout-outs. I don't do shout-outs. I'm not a shout-out guy. I don't like it.
Nope.
I didn't do it, but I got two of them. One from Kenny in the Northeast and one from my boy Glenn in Newcastle who hooked me up the whole night. So, you know, Jerry the Truck Horn Guy was riding high the other night. And
sure
I
you
just
are.
Appreciate I just appreciate your show, Ike.
Yes.
You're the man. And Jack, leave Francisco alone. That man was working harder than any of you fools there.
Damn.
He was working hard. He was packing up stuff. He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was doing his job. Leave Francisco alone. I love Francisco. I might have to hook him up with some ladies or something. You never know. But
I'm just, done. She's so hot.
You know. I just leave Francisco alone. He's a cool cat. He's what he is.
Maybe so. You gotta hook him up with some of your Facebook girls or whatever.
Yeah, I got a couple. I got a couple in a couple different states. You know, just you know here and
well,
there.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah. Hoes in different area codes.
I was thinking.
I got a couple different area codes for him. You know. He may be interested.
The Ludacris song. Go look it up.
Yeah.
You know. So I just want to let you know, Spike, that what people say about you on the radio, it's not even true. It's like you're when I met you in person was like, wow, this cat's cool as shit.
Oh, whoa.
Cool.
You get that, Jack?
Lord have mercy.
He's cool. He's a cool dude. Like I really respected you, Spike.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Truck Horn Jerry. I appreciate you.
I do. I honestly respect what you do and the stuff you bring to the radio, because if it wasn't for you, people like me couldn't voice my opinion and give my opinion about the sports that I love, like in the Phillies, the Eagles, you know.
Sixers and Flyers.
But the Flyers are better off in the Sixers, in my opinion, because they got Jonesy. Because I love Jonesy. Jonesy's a cool dude, and he's a smart businessman, so he's going to bring them back.
Hmm?
What the Sixers are doing, I couldn't tell you. What you guys put out on the air today, I was like, typical. It's just typical BS, dude. It hasn't changed. And it's not going to change until we get a different owner. And once we get a different owner, maybe there'll be change in the city for the city to love the Sixers again, like we did when Iverson was there, when Doc was there. When the people were there that cared about the game and cared about playing and gave their heart. Because all these guys on the Sixers now, except Bossy, Maxey, none of them got heart. They don't have any freaking heart. And if you don't have heart, you're not going to win a damn thing. They're not going to win anything until they have heart. And then when the Phillies finally get heart this year, because I'm getting another tattoo on my left arm side of the Phillies emblem, because my theory is I got the Eagles tattoo while they were playing the Cowboys. I think I'm going to get my Phillies tattoo when they're playing the Mets, and we're going to win the World Series this year.
I hope so.
They can blow all the crap up our butts they want about who wants to bat this order and that order and every other order. Guess what, guys? It's not rocket science. If you hit the ball, you win baseball games.
There you go.
That's right.
That's a jolly thing.
And if you have good pitching, you win baseball games. Ask Jack.
Yes, sir.
He was a pretty good pitcher back in the day.
Wow.
First team all Chestnut.
Yeah.
I drive by Jack's college at least twice a week. Seriously, I do.
And looking
I,
for well, him.
There's no memories of me there.
Yeah. I drive by Boonsburg University
twice a week, and I always think of Jack every time I drive by there, even where I'm listening. Well, I'm always listening, but, yeah, Jack.
Well, he certainly has to be one of the top popular Bloomsburgers.
Oh, I don't know. We had was it Nick, the gentleman's name who was in here who brought the mustard? Nick and Mark.
Right, yeah.
Nick went to Bloomsburg and said, you're not even up on their wall of fame or whatever.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it would be.
Well,
I was almost in the hall of fame.
Okay.
Because of what I've done outside of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. For your radio
That's
career.
What I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Recognized.
Yeah. It goes Jari Evans.
Yep.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah. Well, who's number three?
That's a damn good question.
That's a good question.
Don't get on Jack about being with his nephew at a baseball camp. Mm.
That's what he's supposed to do right now.
On paternity leave.
Yes, exactly.
Supposed to be changing diapers and helping out at the house.
You know, Jack, I've been through that. My son's graduating from college this May. I'm happy as a clam. You know, I don't know how happy clams can be, but I'm that happy.
I was going to say, I don't know how clams got feelings.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they do. And my son, like, I'm so ecstatic about it because I'm going to be there watching him walk down the aisle, graduate from college for the University of Delaware. And that's all I got to say. I love you guys. I appreciate you all the time. And Spike, I'll be there again to see you in April. I will be back in April to see you guys. Love you guys.
All right, Jer.
Counting down the days.
There he is, Truck Horn Jerry.
Can't believe I missed that on Friday.
Yeah, it does appear as if
stayed the whole show too.
He did,
and then some.
Every commercial break. Yep.
That's, you know what? That's my loss.
It is.
It is your loss.
No, we did find out things have not advanced with him and his ex-wife who lives in his house.
Nope.
We did learn a couple of other Facebook stories about Jerry. His buddy told me. I just want Jer, when he's talking to these women on Facebook, he told me, he said he can't be deceived because he's an expert in catfishing. And I said, well, how are you an expert? And he said, I watched the show. And I said, I don't know if that makes you an expert in catfishing, you know?
Mike did watch the show.
Yeah.
What's that?
He watched the show.
Yeah. I still think he could be deceived. You know?
I think so.
You watch CSI, they'll make you an expert in forensics or something.
Right. It sounds like something Elliot would say, actually.
Right.
It actually does. I mean, he thinks he could be the GM of the Eagles, right?
Yes. Oh, you missed that too.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it was a good hour.
Yeah, Elliot said on the podcast that in his time covering Howie, he's learned so much. He feels like he could be a good general manager right now. And then later in the week, when the Jacksonville Jaguars hired their general manager, he sent me a picture of the general manager. And he said, hey, this is another point about why I'm right, why I'd be a good general manager. And I looked the guy up and I said, Elliot, he's been the Rams head of scouting for 4 years and been in the organization for 8. He said, yeah, but he's young. I said, well, Elliot, that's not what I'm holding against you.
Yeah.
It's not the age thing. It's the fact that you've never scouted players or been a general manager.
But he does go to training camp.
He does.
He does track Jalen's throws.
He does. I can imagine Elliot at some point being a general manager and having a cap problem and just saying to one of the people that works for him, we have to do one of those magic things Howie did here. What's that, Elliot? Not totally sure.
Yep. But sometimes being a good leader is delegating.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a lot of delegating.
Get out of the way.
Yep. Steve in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Steve
in Phoenixville. Phoenixville, Steve.
Oh, did he fall asleep?
Yeah, see, I like when we can hear what's going on. Steve. Is he watching TV?
Yeah. Did he put us on mute?
No, we can hear him. Yeah.
Well, him putting us on mute wouldn't.
Oh, no, we wouldn't be able to hear anything. That would be him on mute.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Yes. Well, all right.
Thought I had one.
Couldn't have been that interesting anyway.
I didn't sound like it.
Nah. So, coming up next.
The call couldn't have been that interesting.
No. 215-592-9494. We'll take your final calls on Joel Embiid. Hopefully we move on to something else tomorrow.
Is Jalen an elite quarterback?
Yeah. Oh, I saw. Well, we got a call up on the board about that.
Yeah.
We can take that call if you want. And a couple of other things from AJ's appearance on $1 Million Worth of Game. One, when he realized that Saquon Barkley was the best running back in the NFL, and what it's like when you're winning and you don't get the ball. Oh, we have the rivalries thing too. He talked about rivalries in the NFL now too. So we have a few AJ things to get to, and we'll finish up the convo on Embiid. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.